Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.
The Dodgers host the Diamondbacks in Game 2 of the NL Division Series from Chavez Ravine, and Dodger great Maury Wills is on hand to throw out the first pitch. Rich Hill is on the mound for Los Angeles in this one, and he finds early trouble facing Paul Goldschmidt in the first.
He sends that deep to left, and Goldschmidt will put the Diamondbacks on the board with a long home run. 2-0 Arizona as Goldschmidt goes deep.
Turner did it last night. Tonight, you want your good players to step up. The Diamondbacks really needed to get off to a good start and not fall behind early.
One ball, one strike. Taylor, the hitter. And a ground ball to the hole. Diving stop, Marte. Throw to first. Not going to be in time. A run will score. The Dodgers get the lead. Marte saved one run by getting to that ball. Taylor runs very well down the line at first, and the throw hopped over there. He couldn't get a lot on it when he got up. Scoring from third with a go-ahead run, Barnes. Puig takes third, and it's 3-2 Dodgers. The bench. And a line drive left field, base hit. Two will score. Barnes will go to second, crawled up with it, and the throw will not be in time. Two-run double by Barnes, and the Dodgers open this one up to a 6-2 lead.
Puig's been offering a number of moments already. We're just getting started. Puig lines one into left center, base hit. In the score is Barnes. Two more RBIs tonight for Yasiel Puig.
So the Diamondbacks take the early lead on the Paul Goldschmidt home run in the very first inning, but Arizona cannot hang on. Here's the skipper, Torey Lovello.
We never really got grounded, got into a flow or rhythm throughout the entire game. You know, pitching sets a tone. I thought Robbie was doing an adequate job early. He wiggled out of some tough situations in the second inning and walked off the mound with a lead. And I feel like we were starting to reach that moment where we could start to take off a little bit. But, you know, we just couldn't take advantage of some situations. And the Dodgers played catch up and eventually made plays, made pitches, and got big hits at the right time and did their job. We're a smart, tough baseball team, and we feel like we can strike at any time offensively. We're always looking for that moment and that edge, and that's what leads me to think that we're going to be okay getting home, kind of regrouping the troops a little bit, and getting ready for, you know, a tough battle on Monday. I know these guys are going to challenge themselves. I know these guys are going to be ready for that. And see where that lands us.
Robbie Ray takes his first loss in 6 starts against the Dodgers in 2017. The left-hander allows 4 runs on 4 hits with 4 walks over 4 1/3.
Yeah, I mean, I threw it, but, you know, they grinded out at-bats on me. They took some really good at-bats and worked the pitch count up and weren't really swinging anything down, so... They just got the upper hand.
Was it a different approach, do you think, from this Dodger lineup in this game?
Maybe. I mean, I wasn't able to land it as much for strikes, so they kind of just stopped swinging at it.
You're down now 0-2 in the series, but you are going home. What is the feeling in here right now, being one game away from being eliminated?
We're fighting every game. We're going out there every day and trying to win a ball game, regardless of down 2-0 or if we were up. There's a lot of fight left in this team. There's a lot of fight in this clubhouse, and we're going to compete.
Are you looking to do some individual changes to get that victory?
Excuse me?
Are you looking to do some individual changes to get that victory?
don't know. I mean, if I don't throw those wild pitches, I probably get out of that inning without a run scored.
Your team's hitting a lot of home runs, but is that the formula you think is going to work, or do you need to try and put together more, you know, bigger innings, manufacturing runs, and so forth?
I think the biggest thing is probably just scoring more runs than the other team. I had a good zone all night. That was fair. There weren't many pitches I think that he missed, so I felt like he did a good job. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I control my emotions. I mean, it had nothing to do with the game getting away or anything.
Archie Bradley comes out of the Diamondbacks' bullpen on Saturday. He throws two innings and allows an unearned run on two hits with four strikeouts.
Game one, but you know it's going to be a tough fight against him. And I mean, even in that game, he scored four runs off in the first 6 innings, you know, just a little too late. And then, yeah, tonight, you know, lead off with a big two-run homer. Start off the night with the big two-run homer, and then, you know, you're asking a lot of Robbie coming back on 2 days rest. I think he gave it all he had. He battled, he competed, found a way to keep us in the game, a couple tough bounces here and there, and I mean, ultimately, you know, down 0-2 now. It's about using tonight to kind of regroup, let tomorrow sink in, and kind of refocus, refresh, and then, you know, it's kind of back to that wild card mentality. All hands on deck, and you got to win game three. It's win or go home.
Archie, this looks more like the Dodger team you saw earlier in the year than the team you saw in September. What was the difference with them then?
They're just getting big hits, man. They're working at bats. They're grinding through counts. They're taking some really good pitches, and they're putting guys on base, and then they're getting some timely hits. And like I said, they're the best team in baseball for a reason. We didn't expect to come in here and just blow them out. Like I said, down 0-2. Now it's back to our backs against the wall. It's going to take everyone Monday night. It's going to take a big effort, and I think we're capable of it, but we just have to focus one game at a time.
Pitching stuff is doing a lot this year, and the pitching just hasn't been as good in his three postseason games. Do you collectively all kind of get back to the drawing board and maybe just revisit some of the things that you're doing, and especially with this lineup?
Yeah, you know, I think with the wild card game, it kind of threw things out of whack a little bit, but that's the format. You know, you have to win that game to get here, so it's about trying to use this off day the best we can to get healthy, get rested, get some treatment, get back ready or close to 100% as you can. And then, yeah, it's just about taking a look at why we lost those two games and understanding how we still have another game to play. The series is not over. You know, I'm not saying we're going to win three in a row and come back, but there's a reason that you have to win three. And so that's still to be determined. And like you said, we're going to regroup, get together tomorrow, and then be ready for Monday night.
The Diamondbacks will try to avoid the series sweep on Monday in Arizona. Zach Greinke will make the start with the season on the line.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.